We value our hometown relationships and our priority to keep integrity first.
Do you love music? Think you want to write music? Then ASU Mountain Home Songwriting Workshop with Nashville hit singer and songwriter Bobby Tomberlin is for you. February 20th at 9 a.m., Bobby will go through the business of songwriting, what goes into making the music and being recorded. Cost is $75. Register today. Just go to asumh.edu services community education. So you want to be a songwriter with Bobby Tomberlin in the shed at the ASU Mountain Home campus, Tuesday, February 20th.
People often say, have a good day. But if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
Well, it will be Valonia's basketball to start this second half. They'll be moving right to left. Both teams are getting their last second instructions from their respective coaches. Mountain Home comes out on the floor. Valonia still talking with Coach Riley over there on the sideline. And they're still talking with him. Officials getting ready to tell Coach Riley to hurry up. Boy, I tell you, he's one of the coaches that's probably about as old school as you get. He's been with Valonia for 17 years. And we are underway as Spady takes the inbound pass from Mears, throws it back over to Mears on the right side, goes cross court to Cash. Now she'll give it up top to Mears. Now it's home in a man-to-man defense. Ball goes over to Patterson on the left wing. She'll dribble up between the circles. Over to Beatty on the right side. Down to Cash in the corner. She tries to throw it to Kelly. Ball was knocked away. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Mountain Home. Good defense by the Lady Bombers. Valonia will inbound it on the baseline as we are 23 seconds into the second half. Patterson will trigger the inbound pass under the basket. Gets it in to Beatty on the right side. She drills towards the top. Goes over on the left side to Mears. Up top now to Cash. Cash is going to drill down to lane. Go up for the layup. High off the backboard and in. My goodness. Leah Cash with her first 2 points of the night. 30 to 21, Mountain Home trailing Valonia. We are 45 seconds into the second half. Ball goes over to Pfeiffer on the left wing. She's going to put up the three-pointer. No good. Long rebound. Chased down by Valonia. Back come the Lady Eagles. As Patterson's back the other way for the layup off the glass and in. Well, she was in good position to get the easy layup on the fast break. And it's now a double-digit lead for the Lady Eagles. 32-21 our score with 6:50 left in the third quarter. Here is Walker into the front court. Throws over to Pfeiffer on the left wing. Down to Foreman in the paint. She's going up for the layup. No good. May have been partially blocked. And Valonia comes up with the rebound. Here's Kelly into the front court, throws it over to Patterson. She's going down into the lane, and she's going to draw the blocking foul, and I believe it's going to be on the floor. That foul is on Emma Martin. That is her third personal foul, team foul number one here in the second half against Mountain Home. 6:35 left to play in the third quarter. It is 32-21, Valonia leading it. Kelly takes an inbound pass, gives it back to Patterson. Now Beatty has it on the left wing. She'll throw it to the right side. To Mears, now to Cash, back to Mears. Mears will give it to Patterson on the left side, and now she's going to be called for the double dribble, and Matt Tom's going to get back on the turnover. 6:20 left in the third quarter. It is an 11-point lead for the Lady Eagles. Walker into the front court from Mountain Home, gives it to Husky. Now Foreman has it between the circles. Gives it to Husky just outside the lane. She's going to dribble down into the paint. Loses her footing, but never lost her dribble. Now the ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say it was last touched by Valonia, I guess. I guess they knocked it away. I couldn't see. There was just too much of a crowd in my view. But Mountain Home will inbound on the baseline with 6:03 left in the third quarter. 32-21, Valonia on top. Martin takes the inbound pass on the left wing. Her jumper, no good. Walker chases down the offensive rebound. Dribbles out to the elbow. Gives it to Husky on the wing. Throws it up top to Martin. Over to Walker on the right side. Walker dribbles down into the lane. out to Husky on the left side. Her three-pointer is up, good. And now Mountain Home's quickly going to take a timeout. We'll take it with them as Husky now has 9 points. 5:44 left to play in the third quarter. It is Valonia leading Mountain Home 32-24. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Bomber fans, when you need quality printing, promotional items, signs, banners, awards, plaques, and more, contact the experts at ABC Printing and Imogen Things for slam dunk service. They'll even deliver your order to you. For over 45 years, the Fratizzi family at ABC Printing and Imogen Things have been supporting the Bombers. Rocky and Susan would like to say thank you, Mountain Home, and wish the Bombers a successful season. Call ABC Printing and Imogen Things, 425-2610.
Well, Mountain Home cut the Valonia lead back to single digits with that three by Peyton Husky. She now has 9 points. 32-24, Valonia leading it with 5:44 left to play in the third quarter as Beatty will walk the ball into the front court for the Lady Eagles. Ball goes to Cash near the right corner. Now she'll throw it to Patterson on the wing. Up top now goes to Mears, over to Beatty on the left side. Beatty drills toward the free throw line, gives it to Patterson, who's going down into lane for the layup, off the glass and in.
Laura.
Not an easy layup, but Patterson is able to get it to go. She now has 4 points, 34-24. Valonia back up by double digits. There's over 5 minutes left in this third quarter. Pfeiffer has it up at the top. Valonia in a man-to-man. Ball goes over to Husky on the right side. Finds the Foreman cutting towards the paint, going up for the layup, a little strong, no good, and the rebound controlled by the Lady Eagles. Here is Beatty into the front court, throwing it to Kelly. Out to Patterson. Her three-pointer is up and nothing but net. Well, Sudmore Patterson has exploded Patterson for 7 points all here in this third quarter. 4:40 left to play in the third period. It is a 13-point lead for Valonia. 37-24 our score. Here's Walker with the ball between the circles over to Husky on the right side. Now she's dribbling down, going to pull up just outside the lane for the jumper. No good. Gets her own rebound. Goes back up with the layup off the glass and in. Peyton Husky now in double figures with 11 points. 37-26. Valonia leading it, 4:19 left in the third quarter. Here is Patterson in the front court, throws it over to Cash on the right side. Down near the corner, it goes to Beatty. Over cross-court pass to Mears. She drills to the left corner. Now she's going to draw a little contact from Peyton Husky. That is her first personal foul. I'm sorry, second personal foul. Team foul number two here in the second half against the Lady Bombers. 4:07 left in the third quarter. Patterson will trigger the inbound pass as Valonia leads it by 11. She throws it to Mears. Back to Patterson in the left corner. Now Mears has it once again between the circles. Throws to Cash on the right side. Now gives it to Beatty. Down to Kelly on the low block. She's looking to make a move for the layup. She puts the shot off the glass. No good. Rebound control by Foreman. Good. Tough defense by Foreman as she's able to keep Kelly from getting the easy basket. Back the other way. Peyton Husky going up for the three-pointer on the right wing. No good. Rebound controlled by Mears, and back comes Valonia. Mears into the front court, throws over to Beatty on the left wing. Back up top to Mears. Now Mears is going into the lane, and she got caught carrying the ball. Valonia's going to commit their sixth turnover with 3.5 minutes left of the third quarter. It is an 11-point Valonia lead, 37-26. Walker will take the inbound pass from Husky from the near sideline, walk it across the timeline. Ball goes over to Husky on the right side. Now Martin will take it. That's Pfeiffer taking the ball, going into the lane for the layup, off the glass and in. Hannah Pfeiffer now with 12 points, and that makes it a single-digit lead once again for Valonia. 37-28 our score. Back the other way. Beatty takes the ball on the left wing, drills to the corner, gives it to Patterson, over to Cash now, back to Patterson, once again to Beatty, throws it to Kelly in the paint, she puts up the shot, off the glass, no good, and the rebound controlled by Foreman, and back come the Lady Bombers. 2:45 left in the third quarter, 9-point lead for the Lady Eagles. Husky heads up at the top, dribbles toward the right side, lands the ball knocked away from her, now a jump ball is going to be called, and it will be Mount Holmes basketball on the possession arrow. Reagan Bates will check back in for Valonia as Lauren Patterson will take a seat. 2:37 left in the third quarter. Husky will trigger the inbound pass on the near sideline. Gets into Walker up between the circles. Ball goes over to Martin on the right wing. Martin dribbles toward the top. Gives it to Husky on the left side. Now to Walker. And looks like a foul is going to be called away from the ball on Paige Kelly. That is her second personal foul. Team foul number one here in the second half against the Lady Eagles. 2:21 left in the third quarter. 37-28, Valonia on top. Walker will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline under the basket. Gets into Foreman in the paint. She puts up the layup off the glass and in. Anna Grace Foreman now with 4 points. 37-30. Lady Eagles cut the margin back to seven. And now it looks like ball was knocked away on the inbound pass. Last touch by Mountain Home, I guess. I couldn't see. There was too much of a crowd obstructing my view. But Mountain Home is going with the full court man-to-man. Cash will trigger the inbound pass, gets it into Bates. I thought she got into Bates. The ball was actually knocked away. Last touch by Mountain Home. And it goes out of bounds on the far sideline. Valonia will inbound it once again. 37-30, Lady Eagles leading. Cash inbounds it to Bates. Now she's about to be double-teamed, but she is able to avoid it and get it to Beatty in the front court. Beatty throws it to Cash on the right wing. Now they're going to set back up in the man-to-man. Mount Sonoma is. Ball goes over to Mears. Loses the handle of the ball, but gets it back. Now Bates has it. Throws it up top to Cash. Cash is has the ball knocked away from her. Stolen by Peyton Husky. Back comes Mountain Home as Valonia commits their seventh turnover. Husky will give it to Walker in the right corner. Now she's being double-teamed, and now she's going to be fouled, and Mountain Home will inbound it on the baseline. That foul is on Aaliyah Cash. That is her second personal foul. Team foul number two here in the second half against the Lady Eagles. 1:38 left to play in the third quarter. Lauren Patterson is going to check back into the game for Valonia, replacing Aaliyah Cash. It's a seven-point lead for Valonia. Mountain Home has a chance to make it a two-possession game. Once again, and they do, as Pfeiffer immediately takes the inbound pass and puts up the three. Good. 15 points for Peyton Husky. For Hannah Pfeiffer. And back the other way, Kelly is going to go into the lane for the layup. No good, but draws contact and will head to the free throw line. Anna Grace Foreman picks up her third personal foul, team foul number three against the Lady Bombers. 37-33, Valonia on top. Paige Kelly is going back to the free throw line, where so far she's 5-6 with 13 points. First free throw rolls around, does not go. She's been kept a little bit more quiet in this third quarter than she was in the second. She does get the second free throw. She now has 14 points. She's now 6-8 from the charity stripe. 38-33, Valonia leading it. 1:20 left in the third quarter. Kyra Penn's going to check in for Mountain Home at the next available time. Walker has it between circles, gives it to Husky now. It's a man-to-man defense once again for Valonia. Husky still dribbling at the top, now throws it to Walker on the left side. Now Walker is trying to get some distance between her and her defender. Now throws over to Martin on the right wing. Gives it to Husky near the right corner. Finds Foreman in the paint. Now gives it to Walker. She's going to put up the jumper just outside the lane. Oh, no good. Offensive rebound for Foreman. She puts it back up off the glass and in. And it is a one-possession game. Anna Grace Foreman with 6 points. 38-35. The Lady Eagles leading it. 34 seconds left in the third quarter. Here is Mears back the other way. Throwing it to Patterson on the right wing. Up top now goes to Beatty. 25 seconds left. Beatty drills towards the right elbow. Now kicks out to Patterson on the wing. 15 seconds. Ball goes up top now to Mears. Husky right there on her. Now Bates has on the left side. 6 seconds left. Mears picks up her dribble, and she's going to try to call a timeout. And Valonia is going to take a timeout, and we'll take it with him. 3.6 seconds left to play in the third quarter. It is Valonia leading 38-35. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and forged. Generation strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Well, Bologna takes a timeout, so they're going to try to set up a one last play to get a shot off before we reach the end of the third quarter. There's 3.6 seconds left on the clock. They are up by three. Patterson inbounds it to Burnham. And 1 second left. The ball is knocked away, and Bologna's not going to get the shot off, and we've reached the end of the third quarter. Well, after 24 seconds of play, our score, Bologna leading Mountain Home 38-35. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Attention shoppers, clean up on aisle 14. Clean up on aisle 14. Someone dropped a jar of pickles. Pickles.
Beatboxing at a big box store. Surprising. What's not?